Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus. This is Daily Bread for Saturday, November 7th, and I'm Melissa from Reality San Francisco. Today, we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Hebrews 5. As always, we hope that you'll feel free to pause the recording as much and as often as you'd like to take some more time to reflect, and we'd encourage you, if you're able, to journal as you listen along. Before we start, let's take a moment to open prayerfully to God's presence with us. Take a deep breath. Be still. Quiet before the Lord. As I read from Hebrews 5, listen to a word or a phrase that jumps out at you. Every high priest is selected from among the people and is appointed to represent the people in matters related to God, to other gifts and sacrifices for sin. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of other people. And no one takes this honor on himself, but he receives it when he's called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you are no longer trying to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. What word or phrase is standing out to you? Let it lead you into an encounter with Jesus as you prayerfully reflect, "God, what are you highlighting to me in this scripture?" Take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Now turn your focus outward. What does applying this scripture to your life look like? Again, consider it prayerfully. Lord, what is one way that I should apply this scripture to my life today? Again, take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Finally, take this last pause to devote yourself to the Lord. Ask him for his refreshment, for his vision for a new day. Commit yourself, commit your day to following him.